illusory pleasure, material happiness. This is the example given to us by the great devotee Swayambhuva Manu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any question, please? Yes, I got a question. All right.
She's asking, yes, some of you can make such I will chant, I will follow the principles, but at the same time, I must make some arrangements for my material some material arrangement at the same time. So is it proper, this kind of thinking that one side is on and the other side?
Yeah, because as long as we have this body, we have to maintain it in fit condition. That doesn't mean you have to spend 5 hours a day at the gymnasium. But something is required. We have to eat, we have to sleep. If we have families, we have to see to the family welfare also. So all these things are there. This Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita. Yukta hara viharasya yukta cheshtasya karmasu yukta svapnavabodhasya yoga bhavati dukaha. One who properly regulates his bodily activities of eating, sleeping, different activities, who properly regulates them, he can mitigate all material miseries by practice of yoga. So I wasn't recommending that you just sit under a tree and go on hearing and chanting about Krishna, even in the middle of the Polish winter. But the point is that life should be very strongly centered on Krishna consciousness. We make whatever material arrangements are necessary to maintain the body in fit enough shape for our going on with our Krishna consciousness. But we don't become absorbed in making arrangements for material comfort as if that in itself is the goal of life.
Could you please explain more about this planning of how to plan our
life? Planning your life?
Yeah, because I see that the problem is that we have to plan our life. Because I can see difficulty, because if everybody can plan, it can be such a comfort.
Yeah, planning, that I said, that should be in, that should be in consultation with our spiritual authorities. Not that we just make a plan and everyone makes their own plan and all the plans are conflicting with everybody else. But the basic plan or the basic decision is to dedicate this life in Krishna consciousness. It may be one way or another way. It's like so many times you saw devotees, they made some determination to do one service. And then Prabhupada just came and just told them to do something completely different, go somewhere else. So our service or our material condition, that is flexible. But our determination to go on with the service of Krishna, that should remain unchangeable. Externals, some planning, that's good. Just like after being in brahmachari or brahmacharini for a few years, having some good training, it's good to consider in discussing with spiritual master and spiritual authorities. Now, am I going to stay brahmachari or get married? Make a decision with a cool head. So this kind of planning also. And especially those who do get married, they have to make many more material plans. They have to think how to bring money, education of children. But in general, we want to decrease our material plans and increase our hearing and chanting about Krishna. So when we're talking about planning, it doesn't mean that we're spending our whole time absorbed in different material arrangements. But we have to sensibly see how our life is being passed so that we can, as much as possible, make our situation favorable for Krishna consciousness. And actually, young devotees, when they're first coming, you may not make any such plans. Don't make any plans. Just do whatever service you're asked to do. Take this training. Later, when you've been in the movement a few years, then you may start to think, future, how I should continue with my service.
You spoke about death, and is it possible that Krishna can move the moment of our death because we are not prepared?
Of course, Krishna can do whatever he likes. There's no question of Krishna not being able to do whatever he likes.
Yes.
Will he do it or not? I don't think we should even think of that. We should just get ourselves ready. Krishna, I'm not ready yet. Just, extend my life a bit. Better get ready. Are you ready?
What is the better way for Krishna? When the sin
Best way to receive Krishna? Perceive Krishna.
And when the system of persons who has obtained Krishna.
You translate that into Polish. Well, actually, we're not trying to perceive Krishna so much as we're trying to serve Krishna. Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita Prabhupada that in the beginning, a devotee, he takes pleasure in the service, and later he directly experiences Krishna. And as far as sensory perception of Krishna is concerned, the best way to see Krishna is to see him through our ears, by hearing. And what is the symptom of someone who is perceiving Krishna? Always absorbed in Krishna, and not absorbed in the material energy. Always, as stated here, Shinvato, Dhyayato, Vishnu, Korvato, Bhuvata, Kata. Always enthusiastic to hear and chant and serve, hear and chant about and serve Krishna.
He says that now we are young and the sense of his mind gives us many problems and pushes us. And is it that when we get older, these senses of this mind will kind of calm down?
If we train them now, yes. Anyway, they'll calm down, just like you see an old animal, his senses are calmed down because he doesn't have so much energy. But that isn't real calming, that just means that he doesn't have so much energy, therefore his senses are calming. So that's a biological fact that in youth the senses are very strong and they tend to calm down when you get older. But that doesn't mean that desire has calmed down. The desire is there, just simply the means to satisfy it is less strong. Just like a child may appear to be a great yogi. A young boy is 6 years old. He can move among any number of beautiful women and won't be disturbed at all. But that doesn't mean he's spiritually advanced. It just means that those desires are not yet fully manifest. So the real thing is to become purified by practicing sense control, by chanting Hare Krishna.
And his question is why in these four kumaras they tend to stop their growth. And in this way, you control their senses.
Yeah, but they're also called Urdhvareta. If you see in Bhagavatam, that name is also given to them. It means those whose semen goes up. Urdhvareta. So they may have kept such an outward countenance because they wanted to maintain a mood of such innocence. So there are different physical means we can employ to help us to become, to overcome sensual difficulties. I mean, just like things like brahmacharis, they don't mix with women. They restrict that as much as possible. So that is helpful to control the senses. Or controlling the diet. There are so many different things which help to control the senses. So these are all important. But ultimately, it depends on the situation of our heart. Vishayan vinivartante niraharasya dehinaha rasavajan rasopyasya Parangrashvani Vartate. Who can give the translation of this verse? Yeah, yeah, same form.
One time given up to the self of this.
Yeah, we may restrict ourselves from interaction with the sense objects, but the taste for it still remains. But when we get a higher taste, then automatically we give up the lower taste. So until we're self-realized, these different restrictions are necessary to help keep us out of trouble. But ultimately, we have to come to the stage of giving up all material desires. So both things go side by side. Well, we can say that the negative process of restricting interaction with the sense objects and the positive process of developing our love for Krishna. Any other question?
You said that we should absorb ourselves with Krishna, but sometimes he reads and it's difficult for him, so maybe he thinks it's better to stop and chant or do some other service, or just he should push on, you know, his reading.
Yeah, it means if we don't have taste, we have to develop that taste. If we think, well, I don't feel like this, so I shouldn't do it, then that can apply to all of our Krishna consciousness. Of course, some people have more intellectual disposition than others. Different people have different dispositions. So someone is more inclined for a lot of chanting and dancing. Someone else is inclined for a lot of study of Prabhupada's books. Someone else is inclined to cook a lot of different preparations for Krishna. Most devotees are inclined to honor different preparations offered to Krishna. So there are different engagements. Some people have artistic propensity and they like to make different outfits for the deities. So that's nice. Whichever propensity we have, we can gravitate towards that more. But everyone should read Prabhupada's books. Now, if you don't have so much taste for it, then read, still read minimum amount every day. And even if we don't have a taste, we should go on reading, because this is necessary, this is purifying. After some time, the taste will come. Any other question? Jai Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.